This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
I had a guy who I worked in with baseball, and when I was doing play-by-play back in the day, I'm not going to say his name.
Give his initials.
He's a good man. LF. He told me a very interesting story about the day Cal Ripken broke that streak. A very, very interesting story. And why the power went out. And I really can't get any further into it because it may start to go into libel or slander.
Perfect. Perfect for the show.
I don't think so.
Oh, come on.
We have a track record, but still no.
You know where it is perfect? Over on the podcast.
What are you doing eating deer sausage?
I can't help it.
Ray,
all good.
Engineer Ray stepped up.
Tremendous engineer brought in deer smokies.
Oh, yeah.
Which that's going to be an FML at some point because I fed Axel deer and he didn't know he ate deer and he still doesn't know he ate deer. 216-474-0092. Should the Reds have laid down a buck last night to break up that perfect game? Was it cheap? I thought they were playing to win the game. Lima said, oh, it's cheap. It's cowardly. He called the Reds cowards.
I would have been so annoyed, too, if I was there.
He ain't the only person that's ever called Reds cowards.
I would like to get in on this now.
Yes.
I agree with you totally, Lima, that it was cheap. However, your last segment's argument, I could not agree with the crux of the argument. I think it's the cheapest thing. If my team was in that situation, absolutely take the cheap way out. We are not getting no hit or perfect gamed.
Boy, psychologically, you think about how humiliated.
Especially if the Reds if the Reds had won the Ohio Cup and they had clinched all the bye and we were eliminated and they wrote their river's on fire or whatever on their t-shirt, on their AI generated post that the team is putting out. Hell yes, take the cheap way.
Yeah, when you think about how annoyed Cincinnati must feel about us right now, I mean, pour it over to football. I mean, take it over to football. Did you see what Browns fans have been saying? I mean, we are in a bad spot right now. That did not stop Browns fans on social media for going after the 0-3 Bengals.
Well, of course not. Why wouldn't they? And somebody brought up, they go, does Deshaun Watson has to change his facial hair three times in a game for you to go off on him? And I said it would help. And I thought, I did take a swipe at Rapine yesterday when I was talking about, it was like amazing. He walked in like he was Iceberg Slim when he was in this league. Now he looks like Cody Rhodes. What's the next great look of Joe Burrow? What are we doing next? And I go, hey, you know, these are things that what we attach ourselves to. And I said, that meltdown after that Broncos game was later in the season. It wasn't this early.
No, I have a theory about that. I'm going to save that for tomorrow because we got to get to the calls
here. Well, we don't have I have a theory tomorrow. We have coming in hot.
I've got a theory why you went off on Baker to the degree that you did, but you haven't done that on Deshaun Watson.
I want to know that right now.
We'll do that after these calls.
I want to know that after Mitch, please. Bunning. Can you do it after Mitch, please?
I wrote it down.
All right, Ray in Akron. Ray, hello.
Ken, I have no idea how you can sit across from Lima, look him dead in the eyes, and say that there was 25,000 people in that stadium. Anthony Lima, of all people, can determine attendance in the city of Cleveland.
Okay? Very true.
It's my calling card.
Damn it, that's true.
That is very true.
Ah, hell. All right, fine.
And yeah, it was a coward way to button the way out. So,
if it were the Guardians, on the other hand, would you have wanted to do it? Oh, he hung up. 216-474-0092. Tom and Brick Park, you're next up on the Fan. Hello, Tom.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm okay. I'm better than I was yesterday. Go ahead, Tom.
I don't think it was cheap at all. These are professional athletes. They're trying to win a ball game.
Thank you.
I mean, they ended up tying the score up as a result eventually.
Thank you. I mean, he's trying to get back into the ball game there. They're professionals. They're supposed to have egos. They're supposed to have pride. And they did what was necessary. And, yeah, I mean, you can call it cheap, but it wasn't like it was 7-0. It was just done to wreck the perfect game. They were trying. And, Todd, thank you for the call. I totally agree with you. They were trying to get back into the ball game.
Can I make a comparison?
Yeah.
Browns lost on Sunday, right, by a touchdown.
I remember.
Say the Browns had the ball, final drive. They're driving down. Time has expired. Amari Cooper catches one and throws it across the field, and we get a touchdown from Jerry Jeudy because Amari did the whole fumble rooski, let's get rid of the ball. Would you call it cheap?
No.
Because it's the same thing to me.
But the Browns weren't really chasing history, though.
So you're this is interesting here because I remember one time.
So you're just supposed to let history happen to you? If you're setting in the middle of a potential historical moment.
Hold on, though. I remember there was a Miami-Nebraska national championship game where Nebraska did the fumble rooski.
Yeah.
Literally the fumble rooski.
Yeah.
And it was like, hey, man, if they're going to do those cheap plays, and like the word cheap is thrown out there. I don't think Tom Osborne was going to apologize if they won that football game. It's up to you. But football to me, see, this is the difference, though, Owen. Football is like no holds barred, do whatever you can to win. Baseball, what Lima is arguing is that baseball is supposed to be a gentleman's game that's played on
that
the up and up.
You're not supposed to do whatever you can to win.
That's what he's arguing. I'm not.
Well, I agree that it's cheap, and I would take the cheap road to not let history happen.
Oh, and I think the difference in this case, like football, there's 17 games. Part of football is the almost, my God, we've had espionage now in football. Part of it is they think I'm going to do this, so I'm going to do this. And in this case, in baseball, like, yeah, you could drop a bunt at any time when the third base or the first baseman is way back and you feel like you've got an advantage. The thing here is the Red season is over. Their wins and losses don't matter at this point. And you have a chance for Cleveland sports history to try to get something that the fans have not seen in their lifetime.
But that's where we go in circles because it still wouldn't have been what they see in their lifetime because it was the fifth pitcher that they used that day. That's not history. That's a novelty. It's a footnote, but it's not Len Barker. If
this show is sponsored by Midi Health, there are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Tanner Bibee was out there and doing what Len Barker did. I might feel a little bit different. If it were 8-0 and they went out there, then you're just out there to wreck a no-hitter. That's all you're doing. Or a perfect game. That's all you're doing. It was 2-0. They had a guy who can steal bases on, who does have wheels. That guy went out there to try to get on base to tie this game up or to get a run later because it's getting a little bit later in the game. That I have to understand and understand the logic behind it. If the score was out of hand, I'd be probably red-faced and upset maybe. But I don't know if I'd be red-faced, but I'd be pretty upset by it. And I think it was cheap. I don't think that this was cheap. Patty and Westlake, hello.
Hey, so when do you decide to quit? When is it okay, Anthony, for the other team to quit?
When the manager gets fired.
I mean, he did get fired before
great.
That.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, I mean, so you just let people win? I don't know. I'm not a guy, so I'm not a pitcher. I didn't play baseball.
Well, that doesn't matter if you're a guy or not. Go ahead.
So I can't put myself in the mindset of, you know, all you athletes out there. But so as a pitcher.
Neither can you, I.
Are you happy that the other team lets you achieve that? So if Jose needs his 40th home run on Sunday afternoon, is he going to be really happy that, you know, the Houston Astros throw him a nice lob pitch?
Well, you'll have to ask Jim Thome. You'll have to ask Jim Thome on 92.3 The Fan night about that.
Oh, they weren't grooving it for him. You think they grooved one in for him?
No comment.
I do think Chan Ho Park grooved one in for Cal Ripken, but that was the All-Star game. It didn't count. Go ahead, Patty.
Sorry, Patty.
Yeah, so I'm just – I mean, I'm with you, Ken. It was a 2-0 game, but you just play. You play the baseball game, and if you're lights out with your pitching and your defense, then you know, get them out, get them out.
Patty,
you know,
obviously we are like-minded individuals, and we thank each other very much for each other's company. Thank you. 216-474-0092.
Yeah, part of it, I think that what I'm thinking in my head, and again, I wasn't there last night, and you could hear the disgust from everybody in attendance.
25,000 strong.
100,000 in attendance.
It's a silver dome.
When we think about what is so great about a no-hitter or a perfect game is it's mano a mano, right? And it's, my God, the pitcher, and in this case, there were five of them up to that point. Each and every at-bat, it's supposed to be this chess match, this one-on-one, this, hey, the catcher's back there, he's shaking off signs from the catcher, and he's getting it in there, and he's doing everything he can. He's battling these counts. You know, the hitters are fighting off these balls, and they're, I was fooled on that one, but a broken bat, did it get through? And then all of a sudden, you have this leadoff guy prance up there with the bat, and he signals for the bunt, and he barely makes contact, and ooh, it might have gone off my fingernail, and I got an ouchie, and I better run to first base.
The thingies, you gotta call them fingies.
The fingies, and oh, I'm gonna run down and gallop my way to first base, and I broke it up, and no history for you.
It's not a Renaissance fair, it's a baseball game.
It just feels a little weird.
It doesn't feel weird at all. You made it weird, as you usually do. It wasn't weird. The Silver Dome. Yeah, Gorilla Monsoon was doing the head count yesterday. Dan and Brooke Park, you're next up on The Fan.
Hey, how you doing? I just feel in that situation, you got to hit your way out of the no-hitter. You can't bunt. If you have something to play for, you know.
It was 2-0.
Yeah. No, but they have nothing to play for.
Who's already in the playoffs, but they're playing for their personal pride, egos, and statistics.
And it's the Reds. We have had a famous.
Like hit the way out of it is my feeling. But hey, with the Bengals, with Joe Burrow, have you guys seen what he's been wearing into the games?
I believe yesterday I referred to it as Ellen DeGeneres' wardrobe.
Yes, he is 0-3 since turning into a lesbian.
Okay, Dan.
Reckless speculation.
We can't keep that.
No.
Oh come
God,
on.
God, no.
I was going to say with the Reds, we have had a pretty famous instance of somebody. Actually, with the Reds and, you know, managing the Reds, playing for a lot every game, life or death.
That was a legend.
Yeah, a legend.
Faye Vincent worked him over on that deal. That wasn't altogether his fault. Don't get me started
so
on
that. So
maybe
this game was more important to them than we realized.
Parker in Brooklyn, you're next up on The Fan.
Hey, guys. This is years ago, back when they were the Indians. We were against the Yankees, I can't remember the pitcher's name. He was the one-handed pitcher.
Jim Abbott,
yeah. He was throwing, it was either a no-hitter or a perfect game, and Kenny Lofton laid a bunt, like in the seventh or eighth inning, to get on base. So we've been there on the other side.
Well, he got a no-hitter against us. Jim Abbott did.
Right, but this was one where he didn't. He was on his way to. It was in Cleveland too, but Lofton laid down a bunt and got on. And they asked him afterwards, and he's like, "Of course, I'm going to try to lay the bunt to get on base."
Hold on, Mitch is shaking his head.
Mitch has got some.
I'm just trying to make sure I got the facts right, because there was a bunt attempt during Abbott's no hitter back in '93 against the Indians that ended up hitting a rock and then bounced foul down the third baseline.
That was at Yankee Stadium.
There was a rock in the infield at Yankee Stadium?
I guess so.
It was 93. People brought a lot of rocks there.
Yeah. That was bring a rock night.
Maybe I remember wrong. I'm an old man, but I thought Lofton had gotten on. Anyway, we tried to do that.
Strategically, you want to see if the guy can field his position.
Thank you.
Don Mattingly shook it out of his pant legs because he was in jail there.
There are certain things that get brought up why that would be even worse. certain things. 216-474-0092. You throw out the number and you move on. That's how this whole thing operates.